Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Thursday morning, 76 degrees. Two Wichita women in their 20s had gone missing, and their bodies were found last month, both located south of Wichita. Some speculated about the possibility of a serial killer linking their deaths, but Wichita police investigators now say there is no connection and that one of the deaths was not a homicide. 27-year-old Shaylin Gannon from Wichita went missing in April. Her body was found in Sumner County, and her homicide case is being handled by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. But more details were released Wednesday concerning the case of 23-year-old Shannon Schneider, who lived in northwest Wichita near 13th and Mays Road. Early last month, she received a ride via Lyft to a location on South Meridian in the Hayesville area. Police Captain Jason Stevens says investigators used phone records and other evidence to piece together what happened next.
She walked or wandered around on that very large plot of property for two-hour period after that, walking approximately 3 miles. As many of you may know, that she did have a sight disability, and there were dark conditions that evening as well.
Schneider's body was located on June 13th. There were no traumatic injuries to her body. All her personal property was with her, and there were no indications of assault nor theft. Now, police say her death was not a homicide, and they await toxicology reports to conclude their investigation.
Seattle sending in police to clear demonstrators from the city's, quote, Capitol Hill occupied protest at dawn yesterday. Now the city's mayor says police reform must follow.
Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin says the Capitol Hill area that was occupied has left a mark on civil rights history.
We must find a way to memorialize that history that has transpired there over the last month.
But more than that, she says there must be change in how the community is protected and policed. Police Chief Carmen Best says she agrees that change must happen.
But this is nothing we can do alone. We need to re-envision community safety together.
The mayor said the deaths of two teenagers required the occupation end, but it also opened doors to a conversation on revamping public safety. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Lawmakers are taking steps to deliver more coronavirus-related economic relief, but Fox's Lauren Blanchard reports still plenty of friction on Capitol Hill.
House Democrats are approving a $1.5 trillion infrastructure bill, but Republicans have called it a Green New Deal wish list, and it's not expected to pass the Republican-controlled Senate, where they do agree an extension through August 8th for the Paycheck Protection Program. It was set to expire with more than $130 billion still not allocated. Now it's off to the president's desk, where it's unclear if he will sign it. Meanwhile, it's unclear if Congress will pass another coronavirus relief bill. The House passed the $3 trillion Heroes Act, but the Senate has so far not taken it up. President Trump says he's open to the idea of another bill.
And members of Congress are getting ready to head into their 4th of July recess.
China targets American news organizations as tensions with the United States grow.
China saying it's asked four American news outlets, including the Associated Press and CBS News, to hand over details of their operations in China, declaring employees, finances and properties. It's a response to the US making similar demands of four Chinese state media organizations. The US and China have been trading actions involving journalists in recent months amid rising tensions over issues ranging from the coronavirus to Hong Kong. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We become partly cloudy, warm and humid today with a heat advisory in effect across south central Kansas. A chance of a few thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of those could be strong with a high 97. Rain chances at 40% through tonight, our low 72. And again, scattered storms on Friday with a high 95. For the 4th of July, sunny and 91. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, we have an east wind at 3 miles per hour and 76 degrees. 7:35 now, Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. Yesterday, another hot, windy day across south central Kansas. The high temperature was 98 degrees, normal high for the date, 91. And the record for the date, 109, set back in 1980. Blake Basinger sells businesses, and with the SBA CARES Act paying 6 months of payments, now's a great time to be a seller. Deadline is coming soon, and if you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And Ted, we're just planning for the 4th of July weekend coming up. It'll be starting tomorrow. And I wanted to go over that special phone number. Because, you know, the people are going to get annoyed by all the fireworks, especially if they last too late. And what do they want to, cut it off, what, about 3 or midnight? Is that when they're cutting it off?
Yeah, okay. 10 a.m. to midnight, okay, supposedly, are the legal shooting hours in the city of Wichita.
Okay. And if you've got somebody annoying you, don't be calling 911. We have a special hotline. Every year they use this special line.
Yep, they've once again set up that special phone number for fireworks complaints and non-emergency calls, 290-1011.
290-1011. You might put it on there. It's pretty easy to remember, especially since I've done it for a couple of years.
Yeah, I've done it for a few years now, and of course, that's in effect. They man that line from start of the evening through the middle of the night, 6 p.m., 3 a.m.
What dates is what
started dates last night, run through Sunday.
Through Sunday, okay. So there's that aspect to it, and of course, in the rules.
And they get hundreds, they get thousands of phone calls.
Do
to
they
that
really?
Number. Yeah, oh yeah.
They okay.
They get thousands every year to that phone number.
Now, as I understand it, Wichita PD is going to have teams where a police officer and a firefighter are teamed together.
Yeah, that's what they're going to kind
how
of
many, done. Did
recently.
They say how many they're going to have? Not too many. I mean, it's
one a of handful.
Those, yeah, like 7 or 8 or something like that. And if you are caught violating the local ordinance, it can be up to $250. But it's going to, you know, it's going to be widely, widely ignored. But you know, if you're going to do it and fire something off that's not legal, be ready to pay the price.
Oh, there was plenty of illegal stuff going on in my neighborhood last night.
Not mine, or else if the air conditioner was running so hot, loud that I couldn't hear it. But I've been pretty peaceful so far. That doesn't mean it won't be starting up tonight. So you've had some pretty good fireworks going on over there, huh?
Yeah, last night I could hear the. Of course, you hear the poof.
Yeah.
Then 2 seconds later. Yeah.
Right.
Somebody was firing off some illegal stuff in my area.
Now, for years and years, there was a big display at Cessna Stadium. What was that called? Red, White, and Blue, something
like
that?
Oh, it had many years, many names over
many
the
names
years.
Over
celebrate,
the years.
Celebrate the one I remember, 75 yeah. or yeah. whatever year
and then
it was.
And of course, you had the baseball games in the summer down at LD Stadium, the old LD Stadium, and they had like fireworks almost every night down there of some kind. But then a great display. Remember the River Festival we used to do once a year around here? Wow. I just thought of that. We missed the River Festival this year because of the pandemic.
Happen.
And one of the highlights was that Twilight Pops concert with the fireworks in the sky. And the music was accompanying that on KEYN usually. So that was a big deal. And we loved that. When I my kids, when they were little, we took them down there and you'd go with that before the fireworks. You had the Twilight Pops, and they did that 1812 overture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they stopped doing this, but at one time they had like 4 or 5 howitzers or cannons on that Douglas Street Bridge.
Yeah, they'd bring in and they'd hit cannon that from Fort Riley.
And they'd hit that da 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 bam, and they'd go. And my kids were like 8 and 3 or 4, and they loved it.
That's pretty cool.
Cannons did not scare them at all. They thought it was terrific. And it was.
Yeah.
It was beautiful seeing those cannons blasting off from there. But anyway, 4th of July is coming up. They're going to be, I suppose, if
fireworks display someplace here in Wichita, in the city, that it can't go up. It's higher than 6 feet for the explosion.
For the personal folks, yes. There are some private fireworks shows that country clubs and the like put on that are still going on.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of dry. Hopefully we don't have any fires because of it, but it probably will. And, of course, if anything lands on somebody's roof. In the old days when the bottle rockets were legal, a lot of them landed on people's roofs and started them on fire. Now, disposing of fireworks, Ted, you were talking about I'm talking about sparklers the other day, and if they're 9,000 degrees or whatever, I wouldn't. When I was a kid, we handled them.
That's all we did when we were kids.
Yeah.
That was the one. Every house had kids running around with sparklers.
And they were cheap, you know, and they were. Yeah.
And they were fun.
Fun. But good gravy, they were hot. So, I wouldn't want my kids to handle them at all, or grandkids. But those and others, when you get through with them, dump them in a barrel of water and let them sit there overnight. Because a lot of times these people will try to dispose of our fireworks and they're not completely, not completely dry yet or whatever, harmless. And the container will set a house on fire.
Or they just throw them in with the rest of their trash.
Yeah. So you got to be careful there.
Don't do that.
All right. So we are wishing everybody a safe and sane holiday weekend. Right, Ted?
I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure we do.
All right. 7:40, Steve and Ted. And coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy with the Wichita Business Journal on the way with Steve and Ted at 7:41 this morning. Now, here's our pal Jonathan McCoy with today's retirement tips, sponsored by Market Advisory Group.
Good morning again, Steve and Ted. It's time to ride.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.